You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, we are often reminded that people are living longer. Well, I don't know, that's well and good, except that when any government official has reminded us of it, it's normally followed by an announcement about, I don't know, we can't afford this or we can't afford that. I don't know, it always seems to me it's a strange world where advances in medical science and leading to longevity has been turned around, it's been seen as a problem, yeah? Well, what is it this great army of elderly people are going to do with their extended time in retirement? In particular, what about men, yeah? To a lot of men, work was the place where they socialised and they made friends, I don't know, generally connected with the world. It's, I don't know how they identify themselves. I'm a carpenter, I don't know, bus driver or a teacher or whatever. And when that gets taken away in retirement, a lot of ordinary blokes find it hard to adjust to this new situation. Well, here in East London, there's a group of men who've come together and formed a group to tackle these issues. We're joined now live in the studio by Joe Hassan and Clifton Thompson from the MOT Group. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, good morning to you.
Okay, right, I'll tell you what then, MOT, you're going to have to explain to us, what is MOT then? It's nothing to do with cars, is it?
Men only time.
Oh.
It's not that we're prejudiced against women, it's just that men like to get together and discuss the problems of the world, and yes, the usual conversation being, what did you think of last night's match?
Okay, yeah, I mean, it can be the football, it can be whatever. I mean, sometimes as well, I mean, does the conversation come around to some more serious stuff as well? Does that sometimes happen as well, do you think? You know, not just, I mean, football, I'm not saying football's not serious, it's life and death to a lot of people, isn't it? But it's happened as well.
Oh, yes, we had sometimes serious discussion. What the discussion is about, it's about people who get old and sit at home. And our group, once we provide a platform for them to react in with, you know, each other and try to determine a workshop that we want to promote it.
Yeah.
If you have a skill on carpentry, you know, that is part of our aim to improve.
Now, do people throughout your lives? I mean, of course, you get all these different skills together. You learn different things. Now, do people like to share this sort of share your experiences with other people?
Yes, yes.
Well, the thing is that being retired, you now have 7 days a week where you're doing nothing, so you like to occupy your time with doing something, and that's what we intend doing.
Do you think that's a particular problem for men, or do you think it's like for all, you know, men and women, or what was it specific about men? That's really kind of where I'm coming from.
Well, I think men, during their lifetime, are working, so they have a routine. Once that routine's gone, then they feel lost, in a lot of cases. Some men can adjust quite easily, others just can't. It's not a fault of theirs, it's just one of those things. They just...
Oh, it's the way, you spend like years and years and years of your life doing one particular thing, getting up in the morning, getting ready, going off to work, coming home, whatever, and you're in the routine, suddenly. And it is suddenly, most people suddenly retire rather than sort of ease into it, don't they, as well, most people. Well, so, well, that's it, you get your gold clock or your gold watch or whatever, and you're out the door, aren't
well,
you?
Well, that's correct. Our generation, of course, we had a job for life, not unlike today, where they're on contracts and... there's no guarantee for a job for life.
Yeah, I mean, those days are well gone, aren't they? Yeah, you know, the idea that like, you worked down the council and that was how it was. Yeah, I mean, now those sort of days are well gone, aren't they? Do you think there's a problem, though, as well? Do you think, like, women are better at doing things like socialising and keeping in touch with people? Do you think it's us blokes? Do you think it's partly our own fault or anything like that? Or?
Well, we think, regarding the men, I think men think, oh, that's a man thing and that's that. Whereas the women, yes, they do tend to group together quite more easily than men. Men are inclined to be a bit standoffish.
Why do you think that? Where do you think that comes from? Any ideas there?
Probably because maybe the majority of men worked and they were in the union, in which case they adapt easier, I think.
Mm.
Whereas those that weren't and only probably worked for a small firm where there were only one or two people, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Their And when they go home, they stopped in, and their outlook was very limited.
Okay. So you're a group of blokes, and you get together. You're of a certain age. You all come together. Sort of. What sort of things you've done in the past? What sort of things you've done? What sort of things you've been doing?
You mean before the group started?
No. I mean your group, the MOT group. What sort of things have you done so far?
Well, the MOT group, we try to promote healthy eating, and then we have a session where we provided meal for our guests. Okay. And they enjoyed it very much.
Now, healthy eating, that is the thing, because now there's some blokes who just cannot cook, aren't there?
Yep, that's true.
That's true.
And that's.
Are you cooks? No. Are you both of you?
I do cook. I do cook for myself. But that's the downfall of men, you see. Men don't learn to cook. They say it's a woman. But when you lose your partner, that's where you find the necessary need to be cook. So, in our group, we try to, the few of us that is now in the group, we try to prepare a meal. So, each time, if you're at home and you want to prepare a meal, you can do it. You don't have to be afraid of the cooker anymore.
And I've heard, is this true, that you prepared a great big, it was a bit of a feast, I've heard about this. Was that, can you want to tell us something about
yes,
that?
Yes, we did do a dinner for,
a dinner? I heard it was a feast rather than a...
It was a feast, actually, because we started off with soup, a vegetable soup. Then we went to a shepherd's pie.
I've got the menu here, and I tell you, when you showed it to me, when you first came into the studio, you sort of said, here, will you have a look at it? This is something that we did. And I thought you were going to prepare this for me lunch, and I was thinking, I was just picturing that hearty vegetable soup, followed by, it was like the cottage pie, yes, and the carrot cake, and I was thinking, that'll do me, and then you said, no, it's just the menu, this is what we did before, but...
That's right.
Oh, well, never mind, yeah. Okay, so... And it's not just about these blokes who can't cook, and so there's some people getting together and you're doing healthy eating. I mean, in terms of health, do you think there's specific issues around it? Because women live longer than men, don't they? So they say. I don't know.
Well, yes, they do. The majority of women, the men are outnumbered by women these days. I mean, in the old age. But quite a number of men, I think, give up the ghost. Mind you, that you do find that amongst some women, they give up the ghost. Once they lose their partner, they think life is not worth living any longer. Mm. So that's it.
Yeah.
And quite a number of men are unable to cook.
Don't look after themselves, maybe.
No.
Just generally, you know, a lot, I mean, again, you talk about where men meet. A lot of men traditionally, where they meet is, especially after they're retired and things like that, go down a pub.
Yep.
Well, this is it.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with going out for a drink, maybe, but it's like, you can't really live, it's not very healthy to go down them all the time, is it?
Well, apart from that, it's too expensive.
Well, yeah, I mean, who could afford to go down the pub every day?
Personally speaking, I'd rather have a good meal than a drink.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. What I think as well is, like, if you go to an elders' club, and I've sort of been around to different elders' clubs at different times, you know, around East London and things like that, you generally find it's nearly all women at them, isn't there?
Yes, it is.
But disproportionately, I know women live longer, so there might be more elderly women around. But even so, I mean, what's your experience of that? What's your experience been?
Well, I think the in my thought, I would say it's not sexist, but I would say the men who work very hard. So they work their life today, wherein the woman at home look after the children. And, you know, she had more time to rest than the men, so...
There's some people who would definitely take issue with that comment. And I can see, actually, the phone's just started to ring, and I think the emails have started pinging through, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm seeing what you're saying, people have different roles, is really,
yes,
yeah.
People have different roles, and for the men role, it's a bit, you know, brutal, yeah. You know, but for the ladies, they're more relaxed. In their mind and so on. That is my opinion. I'm not sure how my colleagues think about that, but that's what I think. But and the next thing again, women more organized than men. A group of women will organize a thing, and it take 100 men to just organize one meeting.
Okay.
You know. So
well, that's good. But I'll tell you what, though, what you're doing is once you recognize what you can do what you can't do. You can, I mean, it's like, you know, you say, well, I can't cook. But the first thing you've got to do if you want to learn to cook is you've got to recognise you can't cook. And also, I can learn how to cook. And once you've done that, well, you just got to have to go out and do it, which that's sounds easier than actually. Yeah, it's easy to say, maybe not so easy to do.
Yes, I think if you're a widow, like a widower, like we are, you're on your own. You've got to look after yourself. Which way you do it is entirely up to you. It's your choice.
Yeah. A lot of blokes don't know.
No, that's true. Before, when we were married, right, we were the breadwinners, or at least we called ourselves the breadwinners. Mind you, most families, it was the man and the woman that was out to work. And when the woman finished her job at work, she came home and started her second job, which was the household.
Mm.
So that was that, but you had your wife looking after you, and that was the thing.
Yeah.
You didn't have to bother about going shopping, though you were forced to go shopping at times to carry the shopping. But the thing is that a lot of men missed out on that. So when they're forced to do it, it's rather strange for them.
Yeah. And also what it is, there's lots of skills in there that you don't even realise there are. Things like, say, managing a budget in terms of the household, things like that. And again, that's something which, you know, traditionally, it's true in all households, where, but traditionally it's something that a lot of women did in terms of the, you know, the housekeeping, making sure, you know, have you got enough food in for the weekend, and is there enough milk in the fridge, and I don't know, you're running out of tea bags, and all these sorts of things. You just kind of got to keep an eye on. But one thing as well is, in terms of provision for elderly people right the way across East London, what it tends to be is, and again, when you go in places, quite often what you find is, like, it tends to be quite passive things. It's loads of bingo going on, isn't there? You know, people watching TV. If you go in a care home, you will see loads of people sitting around, you know, with a television up to some ridiculous volume and everyone watching it and things like that.
Well, you say going into a care home. Before the war, where I lived...
Which was in...
In Poplar.
In Poplar, yep.
In Poplar High Street, there was a workhouse. And I remember seeing the elderly people in that workhouse outside. And as a youngster, I thought to myself, no, that's not for me. Definitely not for me. And I'm glad that type of thing is finished.
Yeah,
but
gone,
when
yeah.
you say care home, today when you read about some care homes... The workshop comes back to mind.
Yeah, the workhouse, yeah.
The workhouse, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, there is. Some are disgraceful. Some of the stories you hear, some things are absolutely disgraceful. I don't know. What else you got planned, though, lined up? I'm just thinking, we've got to go to the advert break. I mean, what else you got lined up? What else your plans you got? Because at the moment, you've been talking about doing some workshops, you've done this meal, and I don't know, what sort of things maybe you're going to be doing? Blokes coming together and...
Yeah, and... Well, once we have got started, but we want to improve our membership. And once we get the iron from that, then we'll plan out other expeditions and things like that.
Okay, yeah, going out on days out, that sounds like a plan.
We might even set up our own MP, who knows?
vote for us. God, yeah.
Well, on the 5th of... of next month, if anybody around Chris Street Market, they can come and see us there, because we're going to provide a meal for all the people watching the
market. Some soup, is it? I've heard about it. Some soup, is it?
Yes, soup.
And is it, well, I want to know, is this soup? It's like loads of tins. You're going to have loads of tins. You're opening them.
No tins, just fresh from the market. Vegetable.
And you're making this all yourself,
all
yeah?
All ourselves, yes.
It. And what is it? Were you giving the soup away? You're selling it? What's
oh,
happening?
No, we'd be selling it.
We'd be selling it, okay.
We're not mercenaries. We have to cover our costs.
Absolutely, yeah. But you sell it, yeah. You're not there to make loads and loads of money. You're there to make a point, aren't you?
That's
and, things like that. And it's going to be just blokes doing this? Is he going to cooking all these soup up and stuff like that?
Well, our contribution will be just cooking the soup.
Okay.
But as usual...
No, just cooking the soup, he says. Yeah, go on.
Well, there'll be too many cooks spoil the broth, which is absolutely correct. So there'll only be two actually making the soup.
Okay, right. I'll tell you what, though. We've got to go to the break now, but there's one thing I want to ask you, yeah? If there's one thing that makes men's group important in retirement, What do you think? What do you think it is? What do you think is the one thing that makes men's group? You know, what's important about your group and that other people should be doing something similar?
The men group, we sit and we talk. We have a cup of tea and we discuss the years that gone by and you know, things like that. And we had a good laugh sometime. And you know, it's a good thing, you know, for you wake up in the week and you know you have somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty is when you don't have nowhere to go, that's where the problem are. If you go to the pub or the betting shop, that's where you find all the old men these days.
Yeah,
you know,
you're providing something which is different, which is great. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. Joe, what do you think? What's the one thing that really makes your group important and that other people, other blokes who are listening, of a certain age, would be thinking, this is the sort of thing that I should get involved in?
In our younger days, it was a big wide world. Today, it's a smaller world. And we are, our next door neighbour, one side of the, my neighbour to the left of me, I say, good morning, Fred. On the other side, who are Asians, I say, Shalom Aleichem. So this is it. It's a smaller world to these days and different people. And to live in that this type of world and get on. That's it.
Yeah, people have to come together to do that, and that's what you're providing a forum where people can come together to meet and socialise, and from that, anything is possible.
Yeah, but the one thing we've got in common is we're all people.
We're all human beings, isn't it? And that's absolutely great. I tell you what, Joe Hassan and Clifton Thompson from the MOT, Men Only Time Group, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. You won't be strange. You will come back, though, won't you, another time, and tell us how you're getting on with your group and things like
that.
Yeah?
Really I'll even fetch you some soup.
Would you? I tell you, I'll have to go down. You have to warm it up for me. You have to keep it where you have to freeze it or something. Anyway, I'll tell you what, and also, because you will stay, won't you, because after the break, we've got a special report on an art exhibition, a photograph exhibition, which is down in Plaistow, yeah? So you'll stay for that, won't you? Okay, stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Advertise on New Sound Radio for as little as £10 per day.